Today, Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Orrin Hatch released a deposition in the investigation of the White House's improper acquisition of hundreds of FBI background files, including those of some prominent Republicans. Senator Hatch says the new testimony raises serious doubts about the White House claim that the files of former Republican appointees were obtained by mistake. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
The new witness in the controversy that Republicans are calling Filegate is Mary Anderson, a former White House staffer who worked for Craig Livingstone in the Office of Personnel Security. Anderson gave testimony to committee investigators Tuesday. A transcript released today quotes Anderson as saying she told Livingstone that files were being collected on Republicans from the Bush and Reagan administrations. That appears to contradict Livingstone, who told the committee he didn't know until after the fact. Hatch says he was prepared to hold a hearing next week, but the majority leader told him that during negotiations over the Parks bill, the White House wanted Hatch to postpone his hearing before the administration would sign off on the Parks legislation. Hatch later said he doesn't think a hearing is necessary anyway, but the public does need to know the facts in the files case. For instance, he says Anderson's testimony supports the GOP claim that 6 months' worth of pages from the log of who signed out FBI files were removed. The missing pages prompted Hatch to become the latest Republican to compare the files issue to Watergate.
I remember when 18 minutes were lost out of hundreds of hours of tapes. Front page stories for months. Here's 6 months of logs that can answer the questions. And frankly, it's amazing to me.
Anderson also told the investigators that when Livingstone borrowed files, he did not sign the log. But she knows of no Republican files that were signed out by White House officials. White House Associate Counsel Mark Fabiani released a statement saying there is no indication that any FBI files were misused. Fabiani accused Hatch of conducting, quote, taxpayer-funded opposition research for the Dole campaign. Senate Minority Leader Tom Daschle had a similar view.
They're going to try to wring as much political mileage out of this thing as they possibly can. I know Senator Hatch and know him to be a thoughtful chairman at times, but he can also be a political chairman, and I think he's playing politics.
Hatch says if new information comes to light, he may yet hold another hearing. I'm Peter Kenyon at the Capitol.